This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The president's choice for a new Treasury secretary.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the expectation is that President Obama will nominate Jack Lew to replace Timothy Geithner as Secretary of the Treasury. Lew is currently the White House Chief of Staff, and he has a reputation as a tough negotiator. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports on what the change would mean.
Treasury secretaries come in many shapes and sizes. Some are private bankers, others respected economists. President Obama's longest-running economic advisor, Timothy Geithner, is an economist who ran the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. This new pick, White House Chief of Staff Jack Lew, runs heavier on political experience than financial.
Really, he's a creature of Congress. That's really where he spent much of his career, reaching back to the 1980s.
Sarah Binder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. She says Lew's background in Congress makes sense. He can help navigate the huge political fight over the federal budget.
The budget is where all the action is going to be for the next 2 to 4 years. Long-term deficit reduction, the debt ceiling, figuring out of a solution to fiscal issues.
One item of rampant speculation with Jack Lew, having nothing to do with his credentials, his signature. The Treasury Secretary's signed name graces U.S. currency. Lew's is a string of unreadable loop-de-loops. Some hope he keeps his sideways, silly straw look. After all, it kind of matches all the fiscal cliff goofiness. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
Supermarkets and pharmacies in Australia are reporting a shortage of baby formula, one brand in particular called Kericare. It turns out Chinese customers are stockpiling the formula. The BBC's Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Many Chinese are suspicious of domestically produced baby formula following a safety scandal in 2008. Six children died and thousands fell ill after formula and other milk products were found to be tainted with an industrial chemical. The supplier of Kericare says since then, demand in Asia for Australian and New Zealand baby products has spiked. Sarah Roos is a retail manager with a pharmacy in Sydney. She says her local Chinese customers are snapping up what product there is.
So they'll come in and they'll buy a whole heap of them. I think they just buy bulk for family and that sort of stuff and to send overseas.
Pharmacists say some visitors heading back to China are cramming as many containers as they can into their luggage. And now some retailers in Australia are limiting the number of Kericare tins that customers can buy as inventory in parts of the country runs low. The supplier says it's hoping to increase production by 50% over the next year. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading this morning, 0.7% higher in Tokyo, a little less than that across Europe right now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is laying out some new rules today that would keep lenders from giving home loans to people who can't afford them. Those interest-only loans that were so popular years ago would be banned, and lenders would be required to inspect borrowers' financial records. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 61 points to close at 13,390.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
One of the most tried and true methods that economists use to figure out what the future will hold is just a simple question. How confident are you about our economic future? But some new polling finds the answer people give may have more to do with politics than economics. For the details, let's get to Attitude Check, our partnership with the polling firm Gallup.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your data show that Democrats and Republicans have different perceptions of the economy and how we're doing right now.
Yeah, in fact, some of these differences are startling, and I think it helps explain some of what Republican and Democratic elected representatives are doing in Washington. Let me give you a few examples of here how negative and depressed and gloomy Republicans are out there. We ask a question, are the best days of this country ahead of us or behind us? Only 24% of Republicans said the best days are ahead. 69% of Democrats said the best days are ahead. So look at the huge difference there. What about the youth of tomorrow? Will they have it better than the past generation? Only 29% of Republicans say yes, and 66% of Democrats say yes. And the list goes on. Economic confidence, the Republicans are way lower in rating the economy than our Democrats. Will 2013 be a year of economic prosperity or a year of economic difficulty? Republicans overwhelmingly say difficulty. Democrats much more positive, more likely to say it's prosperous. So it's a huge gulf out there between R's and D's.
And is this typical after an election? I mean, you've got data going way back. Does the losing party always not like the direction of the country right after their party loses?
Yes, that is true, and it's true, I think, more broadly, that people who do not have one of their party in the White House are more negative than people who do. For example, we go back to the Bush administration, Democrats were more negative on the economy and Republicans were more positive. But yes, after this election, we saw a big drop-off in the month of November, for example, in a life evaluation index where we say on a 0 to 10 scale, rate where you think you'll be in 5 years. And Republicans just fell off the cliff going negative on that measure. So, yeah, right after the election, I think this has intensified, and Republicans are really negative as we ask them to prognosticate about the future.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks, as always.
My pleasure.
And finally, sometimes if you want something, all you have to do is ask. That's what a 15-year-old named Ryan Klarner did. The Palatine, Illinois teenager went onto Taco Bell's Facebook page and asked for a customized Speedo with a variation of an old Taco Bell slogan. Klarner wanted the Speedo to say, "Think outside the buns." Well, long story short, Taco Bell responded with two questions. What size do you wear? And what is your address? In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.